This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Back live on the Alex Jones Show into the third hour. We're going to hit some global news stories right now with the situation in North Korea hotting up. Now, the interesting thing about China is that it hides its propaganda behind these milquetoast headlines. The Global Times is basically the Communist Party mouthpiece. They release a lot of their agenda in these editorials that appear in the Global Times. One came out yesterday, and the headline is, China must be ready for worsened North Korea ties. Sounds quite a, you know, dry, stale, boring article, but if you actually read into it, the nuggets are always in there. It states, quote, if the North Korean nuclear issue boils over, a war on the peninsula is unavoidable. The war will bring more risks than the tough sanctions on Pyongyang could to China. If China does not tackle the conundrum now, it will face more difficult choices in the future. So they're starting to turn against North Korea, their ally, by the sounds of it, after this aggressive stance by Trump. The article continues, Beijing hopes to maximize the interests of all stakeholders, but if it fails, in the end, it still has the capability to strike back at any side that crosses the red line. So Beijing is announcing its own red line in terms of North Korea. They came out a few days ago and said if there is an attempt to overthrow the North Korean leadership, they will go to war. Again, they always put out these statements, very aggressive statements, in their official mouthpiece. Nobody really picked this one up, but they're basically saying they have a red line and they're moving closer towards it as regards North Korea. Daily Mail reports Pacific's top Navy officer says America must assume Kim Jong-un will nuke America. Again, there's speculation, how many years will it take before they get that ICBM missile to reach the West Coast? Well, the Navy's top officer in the Pacific has warned that the North Korean crisis is real and the U.S. must assume Kim Jong-un intends to launch nuclear attacks on America and its allies. He is Admiral Harry B. Harris, Jr. Quote, there is some doubt within the intelligence community whether Kim Jong-un has that capability today or whether he will soon, but I have to assume he has it. The capability is real and that he's moving towards it, Harris said, according to Fox News. The North Korean crisis is the worst he's ever seen. So maybe those people in South Korea who are quite blasé about it should be more alarmed, given that he's a quite prominent voice saying that it's the worst situation he's seen, given that it's been rolling on for the best part of two decades. Mentioned this earlier, Zero Hedge reports Trump warns there's a chance of a major conflict with North Korea. That was during an interview with Reuters, where he was actually quite kind to Kim Jong-un. Bizarrely, he said, quote, he's 27 years old, his father dies, took over a regime, so say what you want, but that's not easy, especially at that age. I'm not giving him credit or not giving him credit. I'm just saying that it's a very hard thing to do. So he was actually somewhat kind to Kim Jong-un, but he also said there was a chance of a major conflict soon. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin has come out and said that the situation in North Korea has, quote, seriously deteriorated. So again, the rhetoric there is heating up. That's what Putin said during a meeting Thursday, after a Kremlin meeting on Thursday. Quote, we call on all states involved in the region's affairs to refrain from military rhetoric and seek peaceful, constructive dialogue, but he says it's seriously deteriorated. The Sun reports Kim Jong-un ready to send army of up to 500,000 women soldiers to the front line, that'll probably be celebrated by feminists across the world, if war with the US erupts. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is ready to send up to 500,000 women soldiers to the front line if the war with the US breaks out, according to defectors' estimates. Battalions of female soldiers took part in the nation's biggest ever live firing exercise to mark the 85th anniversary of the military's creation this week. Of course, they keep saying whenever there's an anniversary of the military or of the founder of the country that that is going to mark the sixth nuclear test that will then lead to a US military strike on North Korea. It hasn't happened yet, and that can only be a good thing as we seek to de-escalate these tensions in the region. We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show with Leanne McAdoo and more news. Baked Alaska coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us, Infowars.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about Infowars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at Infowars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at Infowars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get Infowars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of Infowars Prime. Infowars has come a long way, and Infowars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to talk about Berkeley. Of course, we've got Baked Alaska, who was there for the third battle of Berkeley yesterday, which didn't actually happen because the Antifa chicken-necked cowards didn't show up. And the rally was peaceful. Imagine my shock. They don't show up and it's actually peaceful. Some kind of coincidence there. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Bill Nye again with his social justice hysteria. With his Netflix special right now, there's actually a clip from his 1996 show, which I saw earlier today, where he was talking about how there's an XX chromosome and an XY chromosome. There aren't more than two genders, which is interesting given what he's saying now. But we've got Leanne McAdoo in studio. Leanne, let's talk about Berkeley. Mario Savio. And there are actually there's a monument in Berkeley dedicated to him, which says, quote, the most beautiful thing in the world is free speech. The people at Berkeley now don't seem very dedicated to that idea, do they?
Right, exactly. And I've actually got a clip. If we can get it ready, I would love to just remind people where this fight for to honor free speech on campus, where it all began, just kind of giving you a little history, these students were actually fighting against their super conservative administration, demanding that they bring in more liberal speakers. And that was at a time when they would shut down, you know, they say, this is the campus, you don't have free speech rights here, you don't have free access to the First Amendment. So these students were like physically fighting and getting violent to bring liberal speakers onto their campus. And now, of course, we can see the exact inverse is going on. But let's take a little, you know, walk through history there with this very famous speech on the Sproul Hall steps.
We were told the following. If President Kerr actually tried to get something more liberal out of the regents and his telephone conversations, why didn't he make some public statement to that effect? And the answer we received from a well-meaning liberal was the following. He said, would you ever imagine the manager of a firm making a statement publicly in opposition to his board of directors? That's the answer. Well, I ask you to consider, if this is a firm, and if the board of regents are the board of directors, and if President Kerr, in fact, is the manager, then I tell you something, the faculty are a bunch of employees, and we're the raw materials. But we're a bunch of raw materials that don't mean to be have any process upon us, don't mean to be made into any product, don't mean to end up being bought by some clients of the university, be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
And the students are the product
when
still.
The operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
And so we can see these are the same sort of activists now who have gone on to become these liberal professors who are still kind of pumping out this, throw yourself against the machine. Tell it it won't work if we'll throw ourselves against the levers and we're not your product. You can't buy us. So very powerful. But it's interesting to see how it's completely now flipped. And that they are using that same power to silence any conservative voices on campus.
Well, it's like Bill Maher said, it was the cradle of free speech. Now it's the cradle for crybabies. We have the perfect antidote, and you're wearing it
yes.
right now.
Yes, I'm one of your groupies here with the conservatism is the new counterculture. And that's exactly it, because we can see, you know, how things have completely flipped over to now we have students actually throwing themselves against the machine there at Berkeley. And these are your alt-right people. We've got, you know, Baked Alaska coming up. Lauren Southern there yesterday made some very good points when she was on the live stream with us. Just that this is so important for people to stand up for the First Amendment, regardless of what side of the issue you're on, because it affects all of us. And it's not about aligning yourself to a certain political party or a certain president, because politicians, presidents, they come and they go. But our fundamental rights, we have to preserve them. The government is not going to protect them for us. So just like we see decades ago where the liberal students are having to fight to be heard and fight to have access to free speech. Well, now it's flipped and it's gone the other way now. Conservatism, that's the new counterculture.
Well, when they basically control everything, entertainment, media, Hollywood, mm-hmm. music industry, what else could be the counterculture? You can't be the dominant culture and the counterculture. It just doesn't work. Yet they're so afraid of losing that control that T-shirt, that image, that slogan triggers them like nothing before. So get it now, InfoWarsStore.com. Seamless transition.
And it is very soft. I really do like the good quality. Very nice soft fibers in this T-shirt.
And it's limited edition. It's only going to be around for so much longer because it's a limited run. It is high quality. Conservatism is the new counterculture T-shirt available at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Berkeley, they're teaming up with Bill Ayers now, Leanne, which is
yes.
interesting given that he's a convicted domestic terrorist. Some kind of connection there.
Well, that should explain everything to you. So there was a guest actually on Tucker Carlson basically making the case that they have the right to resist right-wing provocateurs from coming to campus. They have the right to do this, and they can make these militant threats in order to shut this down. Meanwhile, they're working with violent domestic terrorist Bill Ayers. He's now officially linked to Antifa through his group Refuse Fascism. And, of course, he's famous for the Weather Underground domestic terror organization that he helped found. They bombed the Pentagon, and it's just like, that's fine. Those type of liberal provocateurs, that's completely fine. And isn't it interesting, too, how just a year or so ago, the buzzword was anti-government, and it was all about, you know, demonizing these anti-government folks. But now it's super cool and trendy to be anti-government. You must resist.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? You look at Black Lives Matter, and it's the same situation. It's okay to be violent and radical if you're on the left, and the media will legitimize it. They will authenticate it, and they won't call out, they won't disavow their fringe extremists. Like, we've never denied that the right or conservatives, whatever, have fringe extremists. We disavow them. They don't. They encourage them. Now they're working with the convicted domestic terrorist, Bill Ayers. They're pepper spraying people. They're punching them in the face. They're stabbing people. It continues to happen, but we're going to talk about it later. They basically failed to show up yesterday, Leon, right? We were all here expecting these massive riots, and virtually nothing happened.
Right. Well, it appears as if the cops were there in riot gear. They were prepared. They obviously were not given the stand-down order. Could it be because there was a lot of speculation regarding the mayor's ties to By Any Means Necessary? You know, he liked this group publicly on his Facebook. What's the deal there? So Then it appears as if the police were told, you know what, do what you got to do, try to keep the peace. But it's interesting that we see these little militant arms of these activist groups being allowed to make these militant threats, to threaten GOP marchers, for instance, in Portland, where they were having to cancel that Rose Parade that had gone 67 years they had been in that parade, had to cancel it because of anti-fascist threats that were made. So then they were like, felt really empowered. Like, anyone who says violence doesn't work, or violence, militant threats don't work, well, see how powerful we were and effective we were. We were able to shut down Milo and Coulter, now the Portland Rose Parade. They're going to come target every single event that they possibly can. And the left is going, and the establishment, our representatives are going to coddle them and encourage them, because they have plans to move this country more progressive to the left as far as they possibly can. So they want to tear down the fabric of what this society, of what America was founded on, so that they can rebuild it in a really regressive way.
Exactly. And, of course, YAF, this conservative group who basically cucked out and said we can't provide security for Ann Coulter, they need to take some of the blame, because that was easy enough to pull out. They could have crowdfunded it, so they're rightly being criticized. That's why Ann Coulter had to pull out of her speech. Gavin McInnes actually gave her speech in his words, or he read out her speech. We might get to that clip later on. Other news, though, Leanne, you wanted to talk about Bill Nye, right?
Yes. Well, and this is something that's interesting as well. Ben Shapiro is trademarking it, the science. Because it's the new science of the left. It's this cult, this religion of the left is their science that they've got. So now Bill Nye, you know, it's not enough that he's got his gender spectrum music that he's put out, but now he's also suggesting that in order to save the world from climate change, we might want to punish people in developed countries for having too many children.
Even though we're basically having no children at this point, it's falling off a cliff. It's a demographic suicide.
Right. That's why they're having to import so many people from other countries to help revitalize certain areas, because there's just the birth rate is down in Western countries.
And they're basically like, oh, people in Nigeria, they hardly emit any carbon dioxide. Yeah, because they've got no standard of living. They've got no quality of life. They want everybody dragged down to that level. Rather than allowing Africa to develop, you know, getting these clean technologies in there, they just want to drag us all down to that level. But, of course, the same situation isn't going to be applied to them. They're still going to be in their ivory tower, right?
Right. And this is what is just so insane. Bill Nye is not a scientist, okay? He's a comedian. Why is he being paraded out to teach us now about the gender spectrum? My Sex Junk is the music video. And then now basically putting this out there, which young people are going to, I know I got really propagated with this when I was in school about how, well, you know, we probably shouldn't have kids, maybe just one, because the planet is is reach capacity and we have to save the planet, so don't have children. I mean, what is this globalist agenda here? And why Bill Nye, of all people? Who is this guy?
It's amazing. Of course, now he says there's a gender spectrum. Back in 96, he came out with a video saying there were only two genders, which is scientific. But now he's no longer scientific. Yeah, he still calls himself the science guy. We'll be back. Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 taller jumping beans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electric, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the big one bath towel, just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to dip back into some news on racial microaggressions, but first let's tell you about the amazing specials at InfoWarsStore.com, which include Liver Shield for 30% off for a limited time, Whether it's from toxic ingredients in the food supply or dangerous chemicals in our drinking water, our bodies are constantly under direct attack. And to help you fight back and start supporting your body's natural detoxification systems, we're giving you a massive 30% off on LiverShield for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. It has the powerful blend of organic and wild-crafted herbs specifically formulated to support natural function and detoxification of the liver and gallbladder. We have another amazing five-star review from our independent reviewers at InfoWarsLife.com. This is from Joyce. One of the best liver cleanser I have ever experienced. I've been in the alternative industry for over 37 years. This is easy. One of the best. No major side effects. She is ranting and raving about it. That is Liver Shield for 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have Caveman True Paleo Formula with that huge introductory discount still available for a limited time. It is a retail mega special, 53% off. It is the Caveman. It has the super ingredients lacking in the modern diet. Bone broth, turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, much more. That's Caveman at InfoWarsLife.com again. 53% off retail before that mega special ends, and it will end soon. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the t-shirt, Conservatism is the New Counterculture Limited Run. This isn't going to stick around long. We may do more designs in the future, but this is the original, authentic edition, super high quality premium t-shirt. There you see Leanne modeling it right now. Trigger a liberal. It's also a conversation starter. It is the new Conservatism is the New Counterculture t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. $24.95. Limited stock. That is going to go quick. Get your hands on it today. Post it on Twitter. Post pictures of you wearing it. I will retweet them. Let's get this out. This is going to trigger so many people. You don't even know.
Especially the people that we're about to talk about, that they've paid way too much for their liberal arts education. They've got nothing better to do with their time. So all they can do is sit around and figure out what has triggered them today.
What's racist today? Tell them.
Well, Asian salad is a microaggression. So labeling a salad, Oriental chicken salad, for instance, as some restaurants do, this is now a microaggression. And Asian people would like for you to stop.
Not really Asian
generalizing
people, though,
food.
Just leftist social justice warriors.
Yes. One person.
We were saying, though, that the only people who wouldn't eat like exotic or ethnic food are the only people who would likely to be actual racist.
Yeah, like, I don't want to eat that. I actually know someone. I'm going to withhold that statement I was about to make. People there would know who I'm talking about. But that's not it. That is not it. It's not just Asian food, but it's also tater tots or chips and crackers or things, food items that would most commonly be found in poverty-stricken households. Or this new trailer park trend where you can go get a bunch of food out of trailers. This is now triggering people who feel that they had to grow up in poverty, and now you are, it's a troubling trendiness of poverty appropriation. So now, by choosing to live in a tiny home, you are culturally appropriating people who are forced to live in those tiny homes because they are poor. So this is, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. See, these people wanting to live in these tiny homes, they say they're wanting to downsize, they're wanting to have a small carbon footprint, you know, they want to go green, save the earth, but now they can't because they are offending.
So it's the SJWs eating each other. They want to live here to save on their carbon footprint. But no, that's still offensive.
You can't, because now you're just culturally appropriating the poor. And how dare you serve tater tots at your trendy restaurants, because that's, you know, something that poverty-stricken households are forced to eat, tater tots and cheese and crackers, which cheese and crackers, I'm pretty sure they've been around forever in every culture.
No, that's racist.
It is racist. And
ESPN. another example of social justice hysteria leading to abject failure once again.
Absolutely. So a lot of people are talking about they've laid off at least 100 on-air personalities and other people working there with ESPN, the sports network. But people are saying, hey, get back to being the world's largest provider of sports news and get off the SJW train. And so one day before the network laid off many of its employees, it published 5 poems about feminism and political resistance on its website. They've actually published a poem in tribute to the fugitive cop killer, Asada Shakur. She was actually the first woman put on the FBI's most wanted list.
she's the spiritual guru for Black Lives Matter as well. Absolutely amazing. ESPN, complete abject failure. Baked Alaska coming up with Antifa and Berkeley News. It's the Alex Jones Show live. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
They tried to ban her, and we can't allow that. That's unacceptable. And it kind of reminded me of, remember the interview with James DeFranco and Seth Rogen where they had a rumor of a threat from North Korea via email. And they said, well, we're shutting down the movie. It's too dangerous. That's not America. America's not built on that. America's built on freedom. You have to protect the First Amendment even when it's uncomfortable. So they should have had a National Guard in for that movie. And similarly, when Anne gets bullied out of a talk, we have to hop on a plane and go do the talk for her. This has to happen. Free speech is not about things that make you comfortable. It's not about things that are allowed. Free speech is about uncomfortable speech. Yes, it's often about hate speech. And it's about speech that's banned. So I'm happy to hop on a plane anytime anyone gets shut down. to make sure this happens. And if you have a problem with it, then show up for the Q&A and ask some questions. I'm sure we'd love to fry you in a debate. Thanks for tuning in to The Rebel. Stay tuned for
that
more videos.
That was Gavin McInnes at Berkeley yesterday. And right now on the line we have Baked Alaska. He is prominent Trump supporter, organizer, and top social media influencer. At Baked Alaska on Twitter. Baked Alaska, what happened? Antifa chickened out. They failed to show up.
Yeah, how's it going, Paul? Thanks for having me on, as always. So I just got back from Berkeley, and the Antifa people there, they literally backed down. They could not take the Trump supporters being there peacefully. And I want to point something out. You know, the fake news media was coming out, the mainstream media, they wanted to paint this narrative that the Trump supporters were coming out for violence. And it was completely wrong. When the Trump supporters came out without the Antifa terrorists coming there, it was completely peaceful. And as you saw, there were, you know, no one was getting punched. No one was getting in fights. We were purely there to protect free speech. And, you know, agree or disagree with Ann Coulter, I personally love her, but everyone should be standing up for free speech, even if you're a liberal. I know, and some did. I know the ACLU did, and a couple others, I think Bill Maher. But, I mean, it's a strong American woman who's a New York Times bestseller, and she's got a strong opinion. Why are people trying to shut that down and censor her and threaten her with violence? You know, it's ridiculous. So we felt like we had to go and not only defend Anne, but defend everyone's right to free speech out in Berkeley yesterday.
Now, to walk it back a bit, you know, Ann Coulter planned to do this speech. Berkeley canceled it. They then said it could be rescheduled for a different date. I think Ann Coulter wanted to keep it on the same day. You then had this group, I think it's called YAF, pull the funding for the security. It wouldn't have been that difficult, would it, to have crowdfunded security for this Ann Coulter speech. But this young conservative group pulled the funding. They kind of cucked out, which is a bit of an overused phrase. But I think they got a lot of criticism, and rightly so, for standing down when it would have been quite straightforward to get the funding, to get the security, to allow Ann Coulter to make that speech, right?
You're absolutely right, Paul. I mean, I had a group from Los Angeles. We crowdfunded almost $10,000 in a couple of days just to bus up Trump supporters to go support free speech. So, of course, people could have crowdfunded stuff for Ann Coulter. And, you know, on the day Ann Coulter was supposed to speak, she was still, you know, not given a time, not given a location where she was supposed to speak. You know, and I want people to imagine if this was a feminist speaker or a Black Lives Matter speaker, you know, people would be outraged that someone wasn't given, you know, adequate time and resources to be able to speak. So it's completely ridiculous. And also, you know, we had thousands of people there, thousands of patriots there. We had the Oath Keepers. We had ex-military, ex-cops. We had so many people defending, and the cops, I got to hand it out to the cops. They did a good job this time. When I was in Berkeley 2 weeks ago, the cops were ordered to completely stand down by the mayor of Berkeley, who we've now discovered is a member of Antifa. He's on their Facebook group. So, you know, it is extremely troubling, but this time around, you know, we outnumbered them so far that they really couldn't do anything, and the police had to come out and they had to, you know, defend the peaceful speech that was there. So it was great to see that the police sort of are taking a turn over to our side, and they were actually telling Antifa people if they didn't take off their masks, they would be arrested. So I think that's a great development.
Yeah, we've actually got a clip if you want to get that ready, if you want to cue that up. The Antifa guy arrested for refusing to remove his mask because, of course, we had the police in Auburn back, I think it was a week ago. They wouldn't let anyone get near the rally if they refused to remove their masks. And, of course, we know why they wear masks, because they're committing criminal behavior and they don't want to be identified. That's pretty much the only reason why they do it. They think it looks trendy as well. They think they look like Islamists, which is a coincidence given that they share the same beliefs as Islamists. This guy here, Baked Alaska, I don't know if you can see it on your screen, but He had a long conversation with this cop. He's basically wearing a surgical mask. It looks ridiculous. He was told to remove it, refused to do so. They arrested him. They actually did their job, right?
Yeah, no, the police, I have to say, the police were fantastic this time around, and they were arresting people who would not take off their masks. And I think this is great, because if you're going to go out and you're going to stand up for something, you should be able to identify yourself. What is wrong? And this is the problem with Antifa. You know, all the Trump supporters, if you go up to them and you ask them what they believe, what their ideologies are, they will identify themselves, they will show their face, and they will have a conversation with you, whether or not they agree with you. And on the Antifa side, we'll go up to people, they won't take off their masks, they don't want to talk. I even tell people, I say, hey, I'm live streaming on Periscope in front of 50,000 people. Why don't you use this as a chance to spread your message, even if I don't agree with it? What is your message? And yeah, in that clip there, I was actually trying to give Antifa Pepsi as a peace offering. And these guys got so triggered, they cannot take a joke. You know, I don't know what happened to these people. I don't know if they have daddy issues or if they want to be, you know, communists, but they just threw the Pepsi out of my hand, and they clearly don't know how to have a good time. So I think the cops did a great job, and I hope to see this moving forward, that we're not going to tolerate this terrorist organization, and we're not going to tolerate people coming in dressing like ISIS with black masks that hate America. You know, they keep chanting, America was never great. And I'm like, well, why are you here? Why are you dressing like ISIS? Why won't you stand up for something you believe in? Why aren't you giving a free speech rally? Why aren't you doing some sort of positive rally yourselves? And they don't know. All they can do is try to protest what we're doing, because we're uniting people, a diverse crowd, and we're making America great again one day at a time, and they don't know how to do that. It seems to me I think they're just jealous that they lost, frankly.
You know, it's funny you mention them dressing like ISIS, because I've tweeted the images before. You have actual Islamists protesting in London, and they hold up signs, some of them dressed in hijabs, burqas, looking like, you know, ISIS, basically. They hold up signs saying freedom of expression, go to hell, which is exactly the same sentiment that these Antifa people embrace, and now they dress the same way as these Islamists as well. In fact, we had people in during the inauguration showing Trump supporters ISIS flags. There you see some of the signs I'm talking about. If you type in freedom of expression, go to hell. There you see the Antifa guy in D.C., I think it was in D.C., trying to intimidate Trump supporters by showing an ISIS flag. He also did a cutthroat motion. So not only are they dressing like them, not only are they exhibiting the same mannerisms, they hold similar signs, they hold exactly the same beliefs. This is, Baked Alaska, the far left merging with actual Islamism. This is absolutely shocking. There you see the signs out of London. They share the same beliefs.
Yeah, they absolutely do. And they don't want anyone to speak. And another thing is, you got to look at how is Antifa treating their women. And one thing we realize when we're out there is they always put their women on the front lines. And if you go back and look at my Pepsi video or some of the other videos, what you're going to notice is the women are always on the front lines of the battle. That's why you saw that, you know, that girl getting punched, and that's why you see them in the front and you see their men in the back. And that, you know, reflects how Islam treats women as well. You know, when you have the Trump supporters, we're not putting women out there. We're not trying to, you know, draft our daughters and stuff like that. We want the men to take responsibility and protect people. So also, I wanted to point out, I saw this on Twitter the other day. I don't know if you caught it, but the Antifa logo is identical to the 1933 Communist Party of Germany logo, like to a T. Someone figured this out and put it out on Twitter. And it's really strange. It's like completely identical. So they definitely have beliefs very similar to ISIS. They don't want people to be able to express their views in America. They hate America. I mean, they tell me that they hate America. They say it was never great. And it looks like they want something like communism or Sharia law, and I'm not down for that, and I will not stand for that.
They hate America, and that's why ISIS put it in their own manifesto, that they're trying to reach out to far leftists in the West to make them militant, give them weapons. And, of course, that doesn't mean that Antifa are going to go and fight for ISIS in Syria, but it just shows the relationship, the fact that they embrace this same anti-American hatred. You mentioned the girl who was punched there. And it's interesting, you know, we don't condone violence. We do condone it if it's in self-defense. But isn't it fascinating how Antifa's own tactics, when they're used against them, they completely shrink into the background. You've got 4chan, you've got Paul identifying these people. They hate that. You've got people going out and violently assaulting them. They hate that. As soon as their own tactics get used against them, they completely disappear into the background. And you have the media with Moldy Locks out defending her. They didn't defend any of the people who were pepper sprayed or physically assaulted at the first Battle of Berkeley, did they?
No, they did not. And there's a clear distinction between the Trump supporters and the Antifa people. When, you know, I don't condone violence against anyone, of course, but if you have girls on the battlefield throwing punches, throwing bottles at you, you know, they're going to get the same treatment, in my opinion. You know, I'm not doing any violence, but that's what they should expect. If you don't want to get hit, you shouldn't be throwing punches. You shouldn't be throwing bottles at people. But yeah, when the girl went down, you know, no one really seemed to care on their side. They don't seem to have a respect for women. They don't seem to have a respect for human life. They don't seem to have any sort of positivity or camaraderie. It's just pure anarchy and chaos. You know, every time I saw a Trump supporter get hurt or get bear maced or anything, we were there and we were helping them. We were, you know, we had to bring some people out to the ambulance. One guy got hit with a bike lock over the head. We had M80s thrown at us, huge bricks the size of your head, slabs of concrete. And that's why this time we brought helmets, and we were prepared this time, because it was really ugly last time. And I have to point out, many of the fake news media were coming up to me, interviewing me, and they said, hey, why are all the Trump supporters coming out here with riot gear? It looks like you guys are inciting a fight. And we're like, no, we are here defending ourselves, protecting ourselves, because last time we had boulders and M80s and fireworks and glass bottles thrown at our heads, and people's heads were getting cracked open with bike locks. So, and we proved that it was purely preventative, it was purely defensive, and we had a peaceful day. But it's okay to be prepared. As you know, it's okay to have protection and to defend yourself. We have a First Amendment, we have a Second Amendment, and we have the right to defend yourself against a very violent group. And if you look at Antifa, one other thing I pointed out is all the groups are completely pro-violence. Every single group. This is not a fringe part of Antifa. This is the mainstream belief. They say, you know, punch a Nazi, 100 Nazi scalps. You know, they want violence. And then you have to ask yourself this question. Who's defining what a Nazi is? Because apparently, you know, PewDiePie's a Nazi, JonTron, you know, anyone you disagree with now is a Nazi. So you can't condone violence against Nazis and then say everyone you disagree with is a Nazi.
And the media runs defense for them every single time. You had this Moldy Locks girl who was punched in the face. And again, we don't condone that. But also, we have no sympathy for her because she was out on Facebook days before saying she intended to get into physical fights with people. She was carrying around a bottle. She then tried to claim she wasn't carrying a bottle when she was punched in the face by this guy. Even Snopes, this far-left bias outfit, which, you know, debunks conspiracy theories and they're proven wrong over and over again. But even Snopes said, yes, she was carrying a bottle. Yes, she was being violent towards other people. Yet you had other articles. I think she went on one of the big morning shows or CBS or whatever. They were defending her, making her out to be 100% the victim when she's there to commit violence. She's there assaulting people with a bottle. So how can anyone rational have any sympathy for her when she gets hit in the face?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, these people aren't rational. I wish they were, but I've seen this over and over. I saw headlines yesterday from the mainstream media, and they were saying, you know, Trump supporters are coming to bring violence to people. They, you know, I came with a bus full of Trump supporters that we crowdfunded and organically came out to Berkeley to support free speech. And I spoke along with Lauren Southern, Gavin McInnes, Brittany Pettibone, Faith Goldie, and more. And we raised that all on ourselves. And we had the media saying, hey, why are you guys busing in people to Berkeley? Shouldn't you stay in your own city? Shouldn't you stay in Los Angeles or wherever you come from? And we said, no, absolutely not. We are American citizens. We are allowed to go anywhere we want. And the ironic thing is the left is the side that buses in people. And it's, you know, they're not organic. They have Soros funding things like Black Lives Matter and all sorts of movements that cause trouble and chaos. And so it's just so strange to see that we have a positive organic movement going, and yet we get accused of violence still by the mainstream media.
That's exactly right. Baked Alaska, come back and do one more quick segment with us after the break at Baked Alaska on Twitter. We're going to talk about Antifa. Is it the beginning of the end for Antifa? This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 tall to Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electric, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I want to encourage all of you, remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom, and the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about Infowars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at Infowars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at Infowars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get Infowars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of Infowars Prime. Infowars has come a long way, and Infowars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I like to have another kiss.
Of this hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go back to Baked Alaska here in a second. First, I want to tell you it is the final call for the Conservatism is the New Counterculture t-shirt available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited number of t-shirts available, $24.95. It is super premium, American-made, extra soft, tri-blend shirt. It triggers the holy hell out of leftists. It's a conversation starter. And again, limited edition. That's not going to stick around for long. InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours today. It's a first-time run. Get yours before we sell out. You get the small, medium, large options. You can choose whatever you want. Conservatism is the New Counterculture t-shirt now available. We also have Caveman, 53% off. This is the retail mega special. Unprecedented 53% off discount on Caveman True Paleo Formula. Again, go and read the five-star reviews. 500 independent reviews since it launched just over 2 months ago. Absolute deluge of people saying how much they love the product. That is Caveman True Paleo Formula. And you have the opportunity for a limited time to get it at 53% off. It has the chaga mushroom, turmeric, bone broth, bee pollen, all these ingredients that are lacking from the modern diet. This is why people are really feeling the boost from Caveman. We also have Liver Shield, 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com for a limited time. 30% off Liver Shield. Again, that product never sticks around for long either. Now you can get it for that huge discount. Again, with the auto ship, you can sign up, get repeated shipments without the hassle of having to go back and order it every single time. And it supports the growth of this network as we're under attack on a daily basis. Baked Alaska, we got about a minute left. Is this the end of Antifa? And just tell us about some of the events you've got planned for the coming weeks and months.
Sure. So I think Antifa is definitely dying down. They've had some embarrassing defeats lately. Shout out to Poll and 4chan, everyone online that's been helping, and people who have been coming in person. And we have to continue to fight and stand up for free speech. And we have a lot of events coming up. You know, I'm still doing Trump events weekly or free speech, whatever you want to call it. And I tell people, just because we won an election, you know, the work doesn't stop there. We have to stay vigilant every single day. So, you know, Thursday I'm speaking at Mount Baldy. Monday we have a huge freedom of speech rally in Los Angeles, and we're just going to keep rolling, and we're going to keep standing up for free speech.
Okay, we'll leave it there. The Twitter handle is at Baked Alaska. Baked Alaska, thanks for joining us on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Paul. Take care.
Okay, thank you very much. There goes Baked Alaska. We got about a minute left here in the final segment. Let's hit a couple of news stories. Gateway Pundit reports hypocrite Elizabeth Warren troubled by Obama's big payday from Wall Street, but also accepts Wall Street donations. Another Democrat hypocrite. Imagine my shock. The news this week that failed former President Barack Obama is being paid $400,000 for an upcoming Wall Street speech reportedly stunned liberal hacks. Elizabeth Warren said she was troubled to hear the news. But when she ran for Congress in 2011, she collected more than $630,000 from individuals in the securities and investment industry. So she's a complete hypocrite. She's trying to call out other people for taking money from Wall Street like Barack Obama. She took even more than him in that one instance. That's going to wrap it up, though, for this edition of the Alex Jones Show. Get the new t-shirt, Conservatism is the New Counterculture, at InfoWarsStore.com. David Knight coming up with the fourth hour. Thanks for joining us. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.